This is Today in History, March the 31st. On this day in 1492, King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella of Spain issued an edict expelling Jews from Spanish soil, except those willing to convert to Christianity. Also on this day in 1889, French engineer Gustave Eiffel unfurled the French tricolor from atop the Eiffel Tower, officially marking its completion. On this day in 1917, the United States took formal possession of the Virgin Islands from Denmark. In 1923, the first U.S. dance marathon held in New York City ended with Alma Cummings, who had danced with six consecutive male partners, setting a world record of 27 hours on her feet. On this day in 1943, Oklahoma, the first musical play by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II, opened on Broadway.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day.
In 1986, 167 people died when a Mexicana Airlines Boeing 727 crashed in a remote mountainous region of Mexico. And on this day in 1993, actor Brandon Lee, 28, was accidentally shot to death during the filming of a movie in Wilmington, North Carolina, when he was hit by a bullet fragment that had become lodged inside a prop gun. Also on this day in 1995, Mexican-American singer Selena Quintanilla Perez, 23, was shot to death in Corpus Christi, Texas, by the founder of her fan club, Yolanda Saldivar, who was convicted of murder and sentenced to life in prison.
We are standing by live in Corpus Christi, right across the street from the Days Inn where this shooting did occur earlier today. If you look behind me, you can see the tail end of a red pickup truck. This is also where police officers and SWAT team members are still trying to negotiate for the alleged killer.
On this day in 2005, Terry Schiavo, 41, died at a hospice in Pinellas Park, Florida, 13 days after her feeding tube was removed in a wrenching right-to-die dispute. And on this day in 1958, Johnny B. Goode was first released on the Chess label. Johnny B. Goode, a 1958 rock and roll song written and first recorded by Chuck Berry. The song was a major hit among both black and white audiences, peaking at number 2 on Billboard Magazine's Hot R&B Sides chart and number 8 on its Hot 100 chart. Johnny B. Goode is considered one of the most recognizable songs in the history of popular music. Credited as the first rock and roll hit about rock and roll stardom, it has been recorded by many other artists and has received several honors and accolades. The song is also ranked 7th on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Written by Berry in 1955, the song is about an illiterate country boy from the New Orleans area who plays a guitar just like ringing a bell, who might one day have his name in lights. Berry acknowledged that the song is partly autobiographical and that the original lyrics refer to Johnny as a colored boy, but he changed it to country boy to ensure radio play. As well as suggesting that the guitar player is good, the title hints at autobiographic elements because Berry was born at 2520 Good Avenue in St. Louis. The song was initially inspired by Johnny Johnson, the regular piano player in Berry's band, but developed into a song mainly about Berry himself. Johnson played on many other recordings by Berry, but Lafayette Lee played the piano on this song. One of the most recognized songs in music history. Johnny B. Goode, the Chuck Berry single, first released on the Chess label, March 31st, 1958, on this day in history.